This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. An Iranian ship held by Gibraltar since July on suspicion of transporting oil to Syria has left port. The ship is reportedly heading for Greece. Gibraltar earlier rejected a request by the U.S. to again seize the ship. Gibraltar said it could not comply with Washington's request to issue a new detention order because U.S. sanctions against Iran did not apply in the EU. Afghanistan's president has vowed to eliminate all safe havens of the Islamic State. Ashraf Ghani's comments come as the country is still recovering from the shock of a bombing at a wedding late Saturday that killed at least 63 people and wounded 183. The Islamic State group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. President Donald Trump is dismissing fears of a recession, but a new survey shows a number of experts expect one in the next 2 years. AP Sagar Magani has more.
As he returned to the White House yesterday,
I don't think we're having a recession. We're doing tremendously well.
The president touted an economy key to his reelection hopes.
Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut, and they're loaded up with money.
But the tax cuts are one reason some economists fear a recession is coming. 34% in a National Association for Business Economics survey say they believe it'll happen by the end of 2021. That's up from 25% in February, amid concerns the president's tariffs and higher budget deficits will slow the economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sudan's former president Omar al-Bashir is in court to face corruption charges. In June, prosecutors said a large hoard of foreign currency had been found in his home. Bashir was ousted in April after months of protests, which brought an end to his nearly 30 years in power. U.S. stocks are up by 1% in midday trading. From Washington, this is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators marched peacefully